reason why we are in Spain is the fact that the Spain government has opened an invitation to all special procedure mandate holders. And during of our session in November of 2012, we realized that there is a good moment to check how much this country compliance with the declaration on enforced involuntary disappearances.
Are enforced or involuntary disappearances an issue in Spain?
During our mission, we realized that this issue is because of facts from the past, particularly during civil war in Spain and during Franco's time. Many people have disappeared and their relatives still don't have truth on what happened to their relatives. Government of Spain has made significant efforts to solve this problem. There are also two additional things which are very important related to enforced disappearances in Spain. First one is that Spain is so often a transit country for illegal migrants, and organized crime so often connects with disappearances of people. And also there is a situation that Spain was identified as a country which has a very serious fightings against terrorism. And fighting against terrorism so often asking the establishment measures to be more effective in that fighting. And so one of those measures is so often incomunicado procedure related to accused for terrorism.
You say that Spain is a transit country for illegal migrants or people engaged in organized crime. Where are these people coming from?
Many of those people come from African and Arabic countries, having in mind that the border of Spain is with Morocco. And there is a big part of Spain has a sea border. And also the fact that Spain has borders with France.
Now, do you have any idea of the numbers of people who have disappeared in Spain?
The problem in Spain is the fact that there is a lack of clarity among people. What does mean enforced disappearances, and what is the distinction between enforced disappearances and arbitrary detention, summary executions? During Franco's time, many people were taken and executed without having trial procedure or with trial procedure, but their relatives have not been informed on that, and they don't know where bodies. It was the reason why working group in final recommendations suggested to the government of Spain to establish an independent institution with mandate to create a central database of enforced disappearances, but also to be a referent institution for exhumations and identifications and all other actions to discover truth or disappeared persons.
Now, what did you do during the visit to Spain?
During mission of Spain, we tried to get information during contacts with relevant ministries of justice, defense, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, but also with ombudsman institution, and also have meetings with regional government institutions in Catalonia, in Basque country, and in Andalusia.
And what did the officials tell you?
Victims are not satisfied with the effects of measures which have been taken from government authorities. Particularly, they express their unsatisfaction with measures in area of judiciary because there is no prosecuted cases related to enforced disappearances. It is because it still enforces amnesty law from 1977, and that law judiciary sector uses as excuse not to prosecute cases of enforced disappearances.
Now, are there any efforts to try to repeal this amnesty law?
Amnesty law is important and helped in the process of establishing a democratic government of Spain. But amnesty law was adopted in 1977 and Constitution of Spain was established in 1978. These figuras ask that the process of establishing amnesty law, there wasn't constitution. On other side, Spain ratified many international standards, including Convention on Enforced Disappearances, and through that way, Spain become subject of international responsibility, and therefore, recommendation of a working group of enforced voluntary disappearances is to promote and to provide implementation of international standards, use the Constitution of Spain as main act, because in Article 10 of Constitution, there is obligation to provide implementation of international standards.
And what's the response of the officials to this recommendation?
Today, we introduced our preliminary findings to government authorities, and they are very, very open for dialogue and further cooperation in implementation of those preliminary recommendations. Working group will issue a final report after receiving comments from Spain government in writing, and such report will be introduced to Human Rights Council on next session.